Can you think and grow rich? Well, stick around. I'll be right back.
Hey, peeps, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this.
What is going on, crypto family? Today, we're going to be going over a book that you've asked me to cover, doing a two-part quick and dirty on the famous book Think and Grow Rich by none other than Napoleon Hill. This book was written in 1937 and has sold more than 15 million copies. Napoleon Hill spent over 30 years studying successful people like Rockefeller and Carnegie and Ford and Edison and so many other people to develop the 14 principles that are listed here in this book. Today, we're going to be focusing on just a few of these principles. The first thing to remember is, even though it's called Think and Grow Rich, it can be applied to any goal you want to accomplish. You may want to make $1 million next year. You may want to lose 20 pounds by summer, etc. To accomplish any goal, you have to use the power of your subconscious mind. He discusses two parts of our mind, the conscious and the subconscious. The conscious mind is in control of the subconscious mind. One comparison I've heard of is, think of the subconscious mind as a garden, and the conscious mind is the gardener. The gardener adds seeds to the soil or thoughts into the mind, and the subconscious grows these thoughts. By using this analogy, you can see how your subconscious can work against you. If you constantly have negative thoughts or doubt and worry and fear, then your subconscious mind is going to be working on ways to reach these goals. Think of it this way. Your subconscious mind will always find what it's looking for. If you tell it to look for negatives in any situation, well, guess what? That's what it's going to find. Another way to think of it is kind of like those Where's Waldo books, right? When you get one of those books, you're looking at every other character on the page. Are you looking for the guy in the green pants and in a brown shirt? No, you're looking for Waldo. So that's what you'll end up finding. So what you have to do is have your subconscious mind work on deliberate thoughts and emotions. If you don't plant those in there, then your mind will work on whatever it has to work with and whatever it has to focus on. Mr. Hill talks about the subconscious mind as objective. It doesn't know the difference between different thoughts. It's just going to stay busy making whatever thoughts a reality. To help with this, you must have a clear vision of the purpose or the end goal. The clearer the goal, the easier it is to get there. Like we've discussed before, if you don't know where you're going, then how are you supposed to get there, right? By using the power of auto-suggestion, you can help give your subconscious specific things to work on. Auto-suggestions are called affirmations. You've all heard of affirmations, right? You must keep repeating these auto-suggestions or affirmations to yourself repeatedly. If you go back to our garden analogy, think of it as watering the garden. If you stop watering the garden, what happens? Well, it's not very good, right? Everything kind of dies. Many people think of Al Franken's character, Stuart Smiley from Saturday Night Live, and think of affirmations as kind of a joke. But look at it this way. How much time during the day do you spend putting negative thoughts into your head? The news, negative friends, coworkers, etc., spending some time putting goals and information you actually want in your head? Doesn't sound like all that bad of an idea, right? To really make this work, though, you gotta mix your goals with positive emotions. Emotionless thoughts, guess what? They don't affect the subconscious mind. If you don't use positive emotions, the negative emotions have the chance to get in there and go back to using your subconscious against you. Like weeds in the garden that can pull all the water and nutrients away from your positive thoughts. As you can see, this isn't a one-time thing. Then again, people don't really reach their goals and become successful just by thinking of something once and it just kind of happens, right? Michael Jordan didn't master basketball by playing it once, did he? The next step is visualization. And acting as if what it would be like when you actually accomplish your goal. How would it feel? Would you feel confident? Really visualize this and take these feelings and let them kind of like wash over you. It's important not to just think of this and wish or hope, but think of it as if it's already happened and what that actually feels like. If you want to lose 30 pounds by the time you get to the beach, what would that feel like? What would it feel like going to the pool and being able to go into the pool without feeling embarrassed? What would you be eating and doing to stay healthy? See yourself doing these things in your mind as if it's happening now. Another point Napoleon Hill talks about in the book is persistence. One quote from Mr. Hill is, "Everlasting persistence in thoughts mixed with emotions mixed with faith." If you think about anyone that is successful, there has been a path of persistence and repetition. I guarantee it. For me, this This is the one that really separates success from just having hopes of success. If you want to be successful in anything, persistence and repetition are mandatory. If you think of our Michael Jordan example from earlier, can you imagine how many shots he's made in his life? Can you imagine how many hours these famous musicians spent practicing and performing? How many trades and how much research Warren Buffett has done? How many punches did Muhammad Ali throw? I hope you're starting to get the point. Now, we briefly touched on the difference between the conscious and the subconscious mind, how it's important to use your conscious mind to guide your subconscious by giving it specific goals and targets that use emotionally charged auto-suggestions that are positive. We also discussed using visualization and acting as if to feel what it's like after you've actually accomplished your goals. The last thing to do is to be persistent and use repetition to help you reach your goals. So peeps, have you read Think and Grow Rich? What are some of your takeaways? What do you think that you can implement from this video to help move you forward towards your goals? Please share your thoughts in the comments below, and don't forget to let us know what other topics you want us to cover there as well. In the meantime, God bless you. Love you. Hey peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beatles shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beatles and his guests. Robert Beatles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of Trading View Sessions, Crypto Beatles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. God bless you. Love you. And I'll catch y'all on the next one.